Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Magnificent military success, victory by Zelensky and the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians sunk the Moskva, M-O-S-K-V-A, which in Russian means Moscow. It'd be as if we named an aircraft carrier, which this was not. This was a guided missile cruiser, because they don't know how to make an aircraft carrier. They have one aircraft carrier, and it's in mothballs, and they can't repair it because Putin and the oligarchs have stolen all the money. They don't have the money or the technique to do it, technological ability. Anyway, the Moskva was the flagship of the Black Sea Fleet. Now, this is a sad thing. I mean, you know, their navy is a joke. It's like toy ships in a bathtub is what it is. The Moskva was abandoned by its crew after it was hit, and it was hit by Ukrainians from a truck, from a truck-based platform on the beach with a Neptune missile. A Neptune missile is just a modified Soviet KH-35 missile. It has a 200-mile range, and it can be fired from a truck. Now, my question is, why aren't we getting them U.S. shore-to-ship missiles? Okay, U.S. shore-to-ship missiles, which are more accurate, more powerful. Get them, Joe, get them the planes and the shore-to-ship missiles. These Ukrainians are amazing. They're modifying Soviet-era KH-35s, and they're using them against these ships. These ships are about 40 miles offshore. If you're on the ocean and you have a calm day and a flat surface, you can see about 15 miles. But the Earth curves after a while, right? You can't see them. Well, these guys fire this thing. It hits the Moskva, and there's a lot of ammunition on the Moskva, and they have a fire, and it blows up. One of the worst things can happen to you in the Navy is if there's a fire on the ship, because remember something. If you're in a building and it burns down, you can run out, run down the street. There's a fire in a ship, it burns down. Where are you running? You're not running anywhere. There's water there. So some sailors died. The Kremlin said some died. Some sailors died. To give you an idea how big this ship was, it's the flagship. There are 500 sailors on it. It is 600 feet long. Go to a football field and look down the field. That's 300 feet to the goalpost on the other side. Double that. 600 feet. 600 feet. 600 feet is a lot of feet. That's a very big ship. These idiots are out there, and they're swaggering and posturing. And they figure, well, Ukraine doesn't really have a navy, so we're safe. This is the biggest warship, in fact, the only warship that's been sunk since 1945. The Moskva. The foolish thing is that the Moskva has on it air defense systems, missile defense systems. They have rocket launching systems. If this were a Navy ship and the Russians or the Chinese fired at us, any missile coming would be deflected. We would respond with our rocket launching missile and get to the source of whatever shot at us. We had air defense systems. With the Ruskies, they don't work. They don't activate them. Why is that? Why is that? Are they sloppy and poorly trained? Yes. Yeah, part of it. Part of it is, and I'm going to say this again, this is an important thing to remember. Russians pass defense budgets. Putin and the oligarchs steal the money from the defense budget and put it in Swiss bank accounts and bank accounts around the world for themselves. for themselves. And they cover it up with fake invoices. So somebody will say, okay, there's 10 missile launchers and 30 tanks and the price is $100 million. Somebody signs off on it. The money comes into the account. Putin and the oligarchs steal it. They give a slice to admirals and generals. They're all in on it. And then they end up getting, you know, 10 tanks and one missile launcher. And with food, they don't care about the food. They'll steal the whole thing. And then the K rations that they give out to their troops crawling with maggots and they're 30 years old. That is what is going on over there. There are people who speculate that their nuclear weapons, if they try to fire them, wouldn't fire. The problem is you don't want to depend on that. I think many of them are in disuse. Many of them were not maintained. And many of them, money to maintain them was stolen, no question. But there'll be some that is not the case. So we have to take this very seriously. The ship initially, the Moskva, did not sink. Did not sink, 600 feet long. They tried to put out the fire and they towed it to shore. When they towed it to shore, it sank. Why is that? Because you think about it, you know, in a Navy ship, the thing's made out of metal. The one I was on had a concrete enforced hull because it had been used as an icebreaker in the Arctic for a while. How possibly does something that's concrete and metal float in water? If you put a stone in water, it would sink. You know, you put an iron bar and it would sink. So there has to be stability and its displacement of water. Well, apparently this thing was badly damaged. And if the American Navy had towed it, we would have known what to do, how to stabilize it. These characters are sort of like they hook a rope to a pickup. I mean, I can't believe these guys. They lose 15,000 soldiers simply because they send no artillery and infantry to support them and they get picked off. Guys are out at sea. They go, well, Ukraine doesn't have a Navy. Yeah, Ukraine has guys on the beach in a truck, though. Yeah, well, this is what happens. So they're towing it along and somebody says, oh, my God, it's going down. They don't know what they're doing. I assume they cut the line. If they didn't cut the line, the ship towing them would go down, too. And this is Putin. Putin, the strong man, is going to invade Ukraine and take it over in 2 days. He loses thousands, 15,000 of them. He sends in sadists to torture civilians, the Wagner Group and Islamic terrorists from Syria and Chechnya. He says, well, at least the Navy will be fine, and they prance around. And his flagship named the Moscow goes down. His flagship named the Moscow goes down. In retaliation, they're bombing Kyiv. They're trying to bomb Zelensky. At what point do people in Russia, the oligarchs and the others, who are thieves, sadists, vicious individuals, but would like to hold on to their money and would not like not to see Russia humiliated? It has this humiliation thing, okay? When I was in Russia in 1997 with a delegation from the Justice Department speaking to prosecutors, lawyers, some politicians over there about our system of government, our constitution, our civil justice system, our criminal justice system, and recommending it to them. That's when Gorbachev and Yeltsin was president then, and Gorbachev had enabled it. They were friendly to us. Terrific people, but they have a deep inferiority complex. Guy comes up to me after one of the lectures and he goes, you know, Mr. Flynn, you had a lot of nice things to say about our culture. And I did. You know, I praised Dostoevsky and Pushkin and Tchaikovsky. And in the 19th century, they accomplished a lot. And he said, if what you said is true, why are we so backward? If what you say is true, why are we so backward? And I like the guy, you know, and I mean, I felt bad for him. And I kind of fumbled around. I go, well, you know, look, the United States has two oceans to protect us from Europe and Asia, the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. So we were insulated from all the wars and storms of the 19th century. in the 20th century until technology improved, and then we could build. But you, I mean, you're in a bad neighborhood. You have China, you have a border with China to the east. You have a border with Islamic states to the south. Every one of them is out to kill you. And then, you know, with Europe, you know, you're competing. You're landlocked. I mean, you really are landlocked in a sense. You have no oceans. And so that's a tough neighborhood, and I think that's what it is. Now, look, I mean, I don't know if that made the guy feel any better, like the guy, but in any event, they have a deep inferiority complex, and if they see that the Moskva was sunk by a guy in a truck on a beach, okay, the Moskva was sunk, more coffins are coming back, they have sanctions, there's no food on the shelves. What's going on here? At some point, Putin gets dragged out and disappears under the stomping boots of the howling mob. That's what happens, and it should happen. What you want is the next sadist and thief and oligarch who comes in has a brain in his head, and he goes, you know, we can all do a little better if we stop this stuff. So that's what you hope for. That's what you hope for. But very, very good development, sinking of the Moskva. Unfortunately, Ukraine's getting bombed. Joe, get them the planes. Get them the MiGs. You're getting them all this other stuff to kill Ruskies. What, you think that they're differentiating among how you're killing Ruskies? Get them the planes. Knock it off. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.